Some just kind of take a few deep breaths in and start to turn inward. Close your eyes. You can rub your hands together, which rub your legs, tap your shoulders, really get into your body and get present and let go of all this cognitive and mental stuff we've been talking about. You can tap your hands on your shoulders, near your chest bone, in your clavicle, on your face. I see Marissa. Yeah, anything that will help you get into your body. Roll your shoulders, just shake off the day, shake off everything else. Okay. And I'm going to guide us through something that I've worked on a little bit differently than the setup that Kristen or Sandra does. We all get to play with making this our own, right? So this is kind of mine, and I work with a four-pillar seal. You've had flavors of it before. And the purpose of it is to just kind of create that energetic boundary around ourselves, like for our clients or sacred space. Calls and protection, frequencies of light and higher wisdom, all the things just in a different way. So I want you to close your eyes. Imagine yourself standing or sitting wherever you're comfortable. And we're going to establish four pillars of light around us. Imagine yourself in a square. Imagine golden beams of light coming down, one at each of the four corners, forming that protective energetic framework around you. These pillars create a sacred container of clarity, power, and divine truth. If you're comfortable with the concept of archangels, we're going to call them in. Otherwise, you can use a different guide or whatever else speaks to you. But we're going to invite on top of each of those golden pillars, Archangel Uriel at the north of wisdom, illumination, and clarity. Towards the east, Archangel Raphael for healing, integration, and restoration. For the south, Archangel Michael for protection, divine strength, and sovereignty. And towards the west, Archangel Gabriel for divine communication, truth, and ancestral retrieval. So I invite you to see or feel their presence anchoring the four pillars and holding this energetic structure in place around you. And again, use any other allies or ascended masters that resonate with you, or higher guides, or just the divine source energy. We're going to encapsulate this structure with a sacred sphere, expanding the container, envisioning luminous, translucent rays of light coming into it, forming a circle or a sphere around it, and ensuring full containment of your energy in the higher frequencies while keeping external interferences out. You may sense this as a soft but impenetrable energetic membrane or boundary, enhancing and strengthening the field and your field. And inside this container, I'm going to invite you to activate and invoke absolute scalar waves, the scalar waves to flow through the space. Quantum waves that sweep through your energy field, dissolving distortion, interference, and stagnation. And as the waves intersect and amplify, they harmonize your energetic signature to absolute neutrality and divine precision. We're going to infuse this container with golden light. See and imagine above your head golden light that floods the entire space. It solidifies the seal with love and grace and unwavering sovereignty. And affirm out loud or silently to yourself, I am fully sovereign in my energy. Only wisdom, truth, and divine guidance are welcome here. Now the space is sealed, fortified, and fully primed for anything that you would love to do. And in this case, we're focusing on forgiveness, self-forgiveness, integrating in wisdom, deep energetic work. Breathe into the safety of that container and imagine yourself in a beautiful forest, following a winding path. You're descending down as you walk. And as you descend down to the bottom of a hidden glen, you notice a waterfall. This is a place of healing, and you feel called to it. As you walk down and draw yourself to the water, you sit near the pool of water, near the waterfall. Imagine yourself taking off your shoes and any layers of clothing that feel constricting or that you do not wish to get wet. Imagine yourself being filled with golden light from the radiant sun above you. As you sit near the pool of water, you're meeting your reflection. Kneel down or sit down by the water and see yourself. Say your name three times. I am Cat. I am Cat. I am Cat. And insert your own name. Ask yourself, what is one thing you would love to forgive today? Just allow that thing to come to you, whatever it is, without judgment. And then softly repeat to yourself, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Notice what arises. Where do you feel tension, constriction, or resistance in your body? Breathe deeply into any points of that tension. Envision golden light gently dislodging and dissolving what is stuck. Take a deep breath and release, and place your hands on your heart. Close your eyes. With every inhale, expand the energy of your heart. Fill it more with golden light. Inhale love and exhale anger. Inhale divine love and exhale judgment. Inhale peace. Exhale hurt. Inhale forgiveness. And exhale grief. With each and every breath you take, feel your heart softening, creating space for whatever is needed, for love, clarity, stillness, knowing, and just be for a moment. Allow your hands to fall away from your heart if that's what you'd prefer. Just take a few long, slow, deep breaths in at your own pace and be with yourself. When you're ready and in your own time, I invite you to stand up. Look at your reflection once more. Nod your head and bow to yourself in acknowledgement of your true self. State again and feel it this time. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Raise your hands over your head. Imagine yourself doing this gracefully and then dive right into the water or jump in or just splash yourself if that feels more comfortable. Imagine the old version of you who carries the pain, shame, or regret, distortions. Imagine as you jump in and crash into your reflection that the water dissolves it and breaks it up, freeing you. See yourself swimming towards the waterfall, rising up and standing underneath it, and let the pure water just cleanse you and wash over you. As you whisper to yourself, I forgive myself. I am free. I am light. I am whole. Notice what that feels like in your body. If you're cleansed, whatever it is, there's no right or wrong. Just notice what you're noticing. And then begin to step out of the water and to go lay in the sun back on the side of the pool. As you lay in the sun, feel the golden light of sunlight drying you, warming you, and refilling every space within you of whatever it was that you let go of when you dove into that pool. Breathe in that new mantra that we introduced earlier. Up until now, I felt powerless in certain situations. But now I know and embody that there's nothing more powerful than the light that I am. Feel this energy expand through your body, your aura, and field around you. When you're ready and you feel whole and complete, and it's time to come home and come back to where we are in the Zoom room, put your arms around yourself and give yourself a big hug. Or a nod back in the water of the reflection that you've done some really beautiful, powerful work for yourself. And when you're ready, put your shoes back on. Any clothing that you took off, put it back on you. And feel your energy sealed within the safety of those layers. Notice the energy of freedom that's coursing through your whole being. This is what forgiveness feels like. And remind yourself that you get to choose freedom through forgiveness of self and others at any time. And begin to walk back up the path, winding up to the top, still encapsulated this whole time in the safety that the four pillars seal. And when you get back to the top of wherever you began, I invite you to thank the archangels or spiritual guides or allies that you called in for holding the space. See the pillars and the sphere gently dissolve back into the quantum field. Allow any residual scalar waves to integrate or disperse naturally. And feel yourself fully returned to present awareness, refreshed, recalibrated, and ready to go. When you're ready and in your own time, you can come back to presence. And while you do that, I'm going to read you just a little bit more. And then we'll open the floor for any conversation or sharing that you would like to. Just for a moment, savor what the feeling of freedom from forgiveness feels like for you today. Notice that could change over time. As we said earlier in this session, forgiveness may not be a one-time event. It's a journey. Like my angel healer once said to me, it may take 1,000 repetitions before it moves from your head to your heart. It might only take one, but the intention is to move it, even though we work with the cognitive and mental plane, to move it into your heart space. To move it into your soul space when you're ready and in your own time. Sometimes for me, the anger gets stirred up and I want to act out as that wounded child or angry teenager. And in my head, quite honestly, sometimes I do. But I've learned to honor their feelings. And then I also request sometimes a cancel, clear, delete button around those wounded ways to accept and allow that the human side of me does exist. And it's okay. A lot of those pain from our teenage years especially impacts our mental space directly. Know that if we never acted out as the angry teenager and held it all in and wanted to, it's also part of normal development. And as the brain develops, if it acted out, just honor those spaces and places that you found yourself in. And I invite you not to judge them. And as we mature mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, right? We just set that intention not to gravitate towards those old ways where the deep wounding happened and stay stuck there that reactivate that energy. But we really choose forgiveness, acceptance, allowance, and sending unconditional love first and foremost to ourselves, for those parts of ourselves that were what they were and that now help us shift the field. And so sometimes I've struggled with that. I'm more conscious, and I think that's really the crux of this work. If we choose to engage in forgiveness work, is that choice to be more conscious and whatever other intentions for you that go along with it. So when you integrate, you can use any practices, but I would invite you to drink water, move your body, journal, sing, use mantras. I have like my own protocols on that. Develop your own custom rituals or use ones that you already have. Again, no right or wrong way, but my friends, remember, there is nothing more powerful than the light that you are. Forgiveness is your liberation, it's your power, and it's your peace. Are you willing to set yourself free?